This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Two men are dead after a car crash near the Galleria. HPD Assistant Chief Adrian Rodriguez says the car might be the same one officers attempted to pull over a few minutes earlier.
The officers didn't even get a chance to pursue that vehicle because as soon as they turned on that vehicle that was further west from this location, they lost sight of that vehicle. A few minutes later, I'm not sure the time, 5-10 minutes, whatever that time frame may be, a call dropped for a major accident at this location.
Rodriguez says an officer wanted to pull the vehicle over for running a red light this morning around 5:45 when it sped off. As hundreds of Houston city workers wait for delayed pension payments, the chairwoman of the pension board faced questions from the Houston City Council Wednesday. They asked why the city's independent pension system has taken so long to process paperwork for the approximately 1,000 workers who accepted early retirement incentives in the spring. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
Pension Board Chairman Sherry Mose says the answer lies with the retirees themselves. Up to 349 still have not been paid, and she told the City Council that a lot of them did not submit the proper paperwork in a timely manner. She also says the pension system typically processes 39 retirements per month. When we asked whether everyone who completed their paperwork properly was paid within the promised 90 days, she couldn't answer.
I don't have the particulars on that, so I would just say we're just paying them as we can.
Up to a third of those who accepted the retirement buyouts should be paid by the end of the month, according to Mose. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Dozens of people have been displaced from their homes after a massive fire broke out in an apartment complex in North Houston late yesterday. This happened just after 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Residents had just a few short minutes to escape. Investigators are looking into the blaze, believe the fire started in a back building, but the cause is still under investigation. No lives were lost. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.